In episode 14, our hosts Mitch Glenn and Brad Wiegman interview professional crappie fishing guide Joel Harris. The Mississippi Crappie Pro guides on Bay Springs Lake, Lake Pickwick, and the flood control lakes out of a War Eagle boat using single poling or side poling technique. The B&M Poles Pro talks about his guide service and crappie fishing in Mississippi. Tackle Time features Pico Lures curl tail grubs and Pico Lures minnow heads when fishing for crappie. And now, broadcasting from deep in the heart of the Ozarks, your hosts, Mitch Glenn, owner of Pico Lures and national sales manager for major fishing companies, and Brad Wiegman, an outdoor writer, fishing guide, photographer, and social media content manager. Together, your hosts will cover everything from fishing for crappie, bass, and other game fish to interviewing renowned fishing guides and pros on the hottest lakes and rivers. Fishing Guide Podcast is sponsored by Pico Lures, founded in 1933. Legendary Pico Lures has a complete line of fishing tackle for any angler and all game fish. Pico's famous for its Pico Perch, Side Shad, Pop, Little Pop, and its crankbaits are the hottest crankbaits with 25 color patterns and growing. Pico's jig heads, soft plastic lures, and marabou jigs will fill your buckets and live well full of game fish. Pico also has an exclusive line of bass fishing jig heads. Several of these Pico jig heads feature the Easy Keeper Coil system. And now, here are your hosts, Mitch and Brad.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman, along with my co-host, Mitch Glenn. Mitch!
Hey, Brad. We have got a full-time crappie fishing guide from the state of Mississippi today, Joel Harris, on the line.
Wow. How you doing, Joel?
I'm great. How are y'all today?
Man, if we'd been any better, we'd be twins.
We're not twins.
Not yet.
We got to know, how's the your crappie guide down there, full-time crappie guide, is that right?
Correct.
Yep. So how's the fishing down there? Has it been good this spring?
Fishing has been really good this spring.
Yeah, so you're catching a lot of fish?
We have been. We've been catching a lot of fish.
Yep.
And some big fish.
Oh, big crappie.
Yes.
Mm. Big takes on a new meaning when we're talking about crappie from Mississippi, too.
Yeah. Tell them a little bit about your guide service. Where do you guide out of?
I live here in Belmont, Mississippi, and we fish Pickwick Lake, Bay Springs Lake, and we also do some on the BCDA lakes just over the edge of Alabama.
Right.
In the spring, we side pull. In the summer months, we single pole brush.
Right.
Okay. And tell people, like, where do you meet them? Like, how do you set that up to set up a guide trip? Do they meet you at a restaurant or at the boat ramp?
It's just according to where they're staying or where they're coming from. You know, we have a lot of people come into town here and stay. We have some bed and breakfast here in town and great restaurants. And a lot of the folks stay, and I'll meet them at the restaurant, and we'll go to the lake. Or if they're coming from somewhere close, I meet them at the boat ramp most of the time.
And tell them, what town are we talking about?
Belmont, Mississippi. Belmont. We're in the northeast corner of the state.
Okay.
Yep. Is there a state park around there then too?
Yes, we have Tishomingo State Park, and it has a lake on it, which is Haynes Lake, which is not big enough to fish like we do. But then we have J.P. Coleman State Park, which is on the Tennessee River.
Yeah, I've been there. That's a great place to fish.
Yes, beautiful place.
Uh-huh.
So tell us a little bit about this side pulling. Explain that to some folks.
Well, you know, Roger Gant's the pioneer of side pulling, and he worked with War Eagle Boats to design a boat that's specifically made to side pull.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, it's a 754 VS with the RGT package. All three people, myself and my two clients, are sitting down in the boat. It has a mount on the side of the boat right by me that we mount a variable speed trolling motor on. And you pull the motor back one way, lock it, and you take the trolling motor, and the boat actually goes through the water sideways.
So the trolling motor is mounted on the side of the boat and not the front?
It is.
Wow.
It's mounted on the side. Most of us run 80 or 82-pound trolling motors. I run M-Tech lithium batteries, which just are outstanding.
Right.
For doing what we do. We use a difference rod by B&M. I prefer the 10-foot model. They make it an 8, a 9, and a 10. The tip action on these rods are absolutely amazing.
Okay.
And you know, on Pickwick, we fish a lot deeper water than most places. We catch a lot of fish in the 20-foot depth water.
Right.
And if that tip moves, set the hook.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a fast tip then?
Yes.
Yep.
So it's soft tip.
So you're basically really slow troll. You're going backwards and pulling the bait, or are you going forwards and pushing the bait?
Actually, the boat going through the water sideways, so we're pulling the bait.
Pulling the bait, okay.
Pulling the bait, yes. And we run 2 quarter-ounce jigs. Sometimes we use hair jigs, but what we've used mostly this season has been Charlie Brewer slider to an 1/8-inch menace, and also we pull Leland Lures slab curlies.
Okay.
They both have produced fish really well this year.
And now you've transferred and switched over to single poling. Is that right? That's what you'll do the rest of the summer if someone was to go with you?
Yes, that we single pole deep brush. And it's, you know, we put out a lot of mossback fish habitat stuff on the lake. Also, we have brush out and we pull up and I've made a bracket that I have my transducer to one of my units on the side of the boat. So I can, and this is where I pull the trolling motor off the side. I've got a removable bracket on front. I put a trolling motor on front with spot lock. I'll pull up on a brush pile. Myself and my clients will be sitting right over the brush, fishing the brush.
Right.
Do not use a live scope. I'm still old school, I guess.
Yeah.
What units are you using?
I'm running Hummingbird Helixes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I run a 10 and a 7.
So you're actually, you're single pulling. What's the rod length?
I use a 12-foot Duck Commander Double Touch made by B&M. And it's just the tip action on them for what we do works really great. I've got a set of these rods that I've probably caught over in the past 2 years, over 2,000 fish on, never broke one. They perform flawless for what we do.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's the only model of B&M rods that you use for single pulling?
Most of the time with clients, yes. Now, if I'm fishing with, you know, a friend or something, we're pretty bad about using the new Tree Thumper. It is a really great rod. The feel is phenomenal on it.
Yeah.
And that's all just vertical jigging right straight down onto them.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And so you talked about how are you approaching this cover that you're fishing? Do you go through it first and you check it with your sonar and go, there's fish there? Or are you just using waypoints and that's where you're heading to and that's where you fish?
Well, when you fish nearly every day, you sort of keep up with the fish, is what I say. Sort of know they're there. I keep up with I've got waypoints where we put out brush or habitat, and I just keep up with them sort of and know where they're at usually. Uh-huh. And sometimes they're gone. You know, sometimes they'll leave a brush pile or they'll be there and they won't bite, you know. But most of the time, we do very well on the brush pile in the summer. Some of the folks ask me, what's my favorite time of year? And I tell them June, July, and August. And they're like, for crappie fishing? We didn't know they bit then.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm like, they're like us. They eat every day, you know. Some days they're more finicky than others.
So you're going out every day. When you have trips, what is like the limit of crappie that they can catch on the places you're fishing? And what's the normal size?
The lakes we fish are 30 per person.
Wow.
Per day. And minimum length limit is 9. We catch a lot of 11 and 12-inch fish. This spring has been better with better fish. We've had a lot of fish over 2 pounds this year on Pickwick.
Wow. And what did they measure it at? 2 pounds. Are they long or are they wide?
16 inches, 15 to 17. My son went with me one morning looking for some fish, just wanted to see, and he caught a 215 that was 17 and a quarter inches long and had a 16 half inch girth.
Wow. Okay.
And so, you know, that's quality.
Yep.
So you talked about fishing on Pickwick. I don't recollect if Bay Springs, but is current play a part of that?
On Pickwick, yes. On Bay Springs, we don't have very much current at all, even though it is the first impoundment off of the Tennessee River on the waterway system,
right,
which goes to the Gulf Coast.
Right.
And so that you get to spend a lot of time out there in that area. How do you stay cool in the summer? Because I know it could be a little hot down that way.
Yeah, it can get hot, but we make sure and drink plenty of liquids, and of course we wear the new shirts that they've got out to protect ourselves from the sun, and I wear a Tilly hat. I think it's one of the best hats made.
You got one of them big umbrellas in the boat?
I do have umbrellas, but folks have a tendency to like their, I guess sometimes their ego, they're like, I don't need that, you know, but I do keep a couple of umbrellas in the boat.
Yeah, I've been to Mississippi in June, July, and August. Your ego can get burned plumb up in there by about 9:30 in the morning.
You're so correct.
Ego gets burned up.
Yeah, your ego gets sunburned in a hurry down there.
So, and talking about current, how do you deal with the current then? Is current play a big part then in that bite on Pickwick?
It doesn't. The areas we fish, because we fish a lot of what's called the backwaters.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've got Mills Creek, Bear Creek area. You don't really feel the current in it most of the time. You have to get out on the main river to feel it. And it's a different ball game out there. And mostly what we pull when we're on Pickwick fishing is we pull stump flats.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how deep will those stump flats be on Pickwick?
A lot of them that we pull are 20 to 22, 24 foot deep.
Okay, so it's still pretty deep flats.
Yes, yes.
It's a lot deeper, I expected.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
So on your rig, as you're fishing that, and you got your single poling, what's the distance, like, down the water depth that you usually try and focus on? And is that focused around where the crappie themselves are located?
Well, in the summer months, the fish tend to hold in the 20 to 25 foot range, and we'll build brush piles. Some of them we've got 30 plus trees we put in, and we put oak. Well, first we try to put cedar down, and then we put oak on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And the brush pile will, say the top of the brush pile in the water column will be up as shallow as 15, 12 foot sometimes.
Right.
But it still holds fish because they're out in the 20 foot, 25 foot depth.
So that brush pile's 5 foot thick then?
Or more.
Or more, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the advantage to putting the cedar down with oak on top of it when the cedar collapses, oak still on top?
Well, the cedar seems to hold the bait fish, and then the game fish, the crappie and bass, and we can catch them sometimes.
Right. Do you ever target
more
the brim?
Space for them to get through.
Do you ever try to target the brim on purpose?
We do target brim. We do a few spring trips around the 1st of May on Pickwick.
Right.
And we fish beds with live bait. Are with trout magnets.
Right.
And, you know, the trout magnets are absolutely amazing on the brim on Pickwick.
Yeah.
So you talked about also guiding on some of those smaller reservoirs. Tell us a little bit about those. Those are actually, I've been around in North Alabama, and I've heard all about them, and I actually haven't even been to them yet. I know that some other people have offered to take me fishing there. Tell us about those reservoirs and why they're so special.
Well, they're water impoundment lakes is what they are. They're for water control. But the Black Cedar is probably my favorite. You have Little Bear, Big Bear, and then Upper Bear. most of my fishing I do on cedar. And the spring is absolutely great, and it has some summertime brush pile fishing as well. The fish are not as large. They don't run as big on cedar and those lakes as they do on Pickwick and Bay Springs. They don't get a lot of boat traffic normally. And we had some spring days this year. We'd put over 100 fish in the boat.
Wow.
Wow. So speaking of boat traffic, have you noticed some extra traffic this year?
The boat traffic is unreal. If I don't have clients, I've left and come home at 10 and 11 o'clock because it's so bad.
Right. Everybody that's got something that floats is on the water, aren't they?
And I'm going to say that boat sales and fishing equipment are probably at record highs this spring.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in the tackle business. I can tell you, if you've got it, you can sell it.
Yeah. I mean, I had a couple of boats for sale, and they, like, left. I'm talking about snap your finger. Wasn't no waiting around four or five days for somebody to come look. There's, like, calling me, wearing me out.
Yeah.
It's been something to say. And I've seen parking lots that I've never seen full, I'm parked up the sides of the road.
Right. But you know what I've noticed also? Actually, after it got warmer, we got a bunch of party hounds out there. But when this stuff first started and we had some pretty days in early March, I seen more families out on lakes with the whole family. You know, husband, wife, 2.5 kids, and the dog are all in the boat, and they're all just fishing for something. They don't really care what.
Right. They're spending time together.
Yep.
That's one of the good things I've seen that's come from this is families spending time together, something that we'd all gotten away from.
That's a fact.
Interesting.
Now, how has the virus affected you, though, as a guide?
It has hurt because they have had us on a 6-foot minimum rule, and you can't fish out of the boats we fish and have two customers in it and me as a guide, because the guy sitting next to me is like 3 foot from me. So they've, you know, it has affected it.
It's put a kink in it, hasn't it?
So yes, it has.
So it's kind of, the swing is starting to reopen and things like that. So probably starting soon, you'll be able to go back to what you were doing before with two people in the boat.
Yes, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so if they were booking trips, they would, you know, they can expect that they can, if they went with you before, they could, you know, plan on having two people in the boat. And so,
yes,
to me, that's enough fish to clean. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to start a crappie guide service that's called We Catch 'Em, You Clean 'Em.
Yeah.
Not me.
My sentiments. My sentiments.
Use an electric flay knife.
I do. I use a Rapala, battery operated ion batteries.
Yeah.
Really? Battery one. Yep. I've never seen anyone use those.
I've seen them. I just didn't know how well that battery would hold up.
Well, I bought two. You know, I'm thinking this battery is not going to last.
Right.
So the first time I charged them up like supposed to, and the first time I flayed 150 crappie before it died.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, that was like two trips, you know, and I went. We kept up with it just to see.
Yeah.
150. But when it dies, it's dead right then. It doesn't give you any warning with that battery.
Wow.
I think we should go down there and test that, Mitch.
Yeah.
Like go with Joel and say, Joel, let's see how good your kind of a Tom Sawyer thing, you know.
Hey, look here. Y'all have an open invitation, both of you.
Yeah, okay.
What better can that – if we were playing checkers, it would be y'all's move.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I would like to see Mitch clean some fish. So I'd like to go down there and he's got cuts all over his fingers.
Last time Brad and I fished together, he doesn't know this yet. It's been, 3 weeks?
I think so.
I got to bring me six little Kentuckys home for dinner. And there was a line of black storms coming from the west at about 60 miles an hour. So I run up, backed boat up to the garage, grabbed a table, threw them things down. About the third one I grabbed a hold of and hit that electric fillet knife, I thought I drained the water off and they'd be dead by the time I got home. The third one had a little life left into him, and I've been running an electric fillet knife for about 40 years. That's the first time I ever cut myself with one. And buddy, let me tell you what, I flat cut myself.
It hurts, too.
Holy smokes, that serrated saw blade is kind of like a chainsaw cut.
And you know, Joel's an expert at cleaning fish. He's not like you or me.
Yeah.
So he's not going
to
cut his fingers.
I tried everything I could for 2 hours to get it to quit bleeding so I could glue it shut, tape it shut, do whatever I could. Went through a roll of paper towels. The storms blew through, and my wife says, come on, let's go. And we ended up having to go to the hospital to get it put back together.
To tell people, like, where you're located at, how far are you from, like, Muscle Shoals?
Okay, I'm, like, 45 minutes from Muscle Shoals, and I'm also about 45 minutes from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
We're sort of in between both. And we're, like, 25 minutes from Pickwick Dam, actually, Counts, Tennessee. We're south of there. I'm sitting right here in just what I call an awesome location. I'm 10 minutes from Bay Springs Lake. I can be in Pickwick on Bear Creek in like 20, 25 minutes. And I can be in two or to three of the BCDA lakes within 20, 25 minutes.
Wow. That might get a little confusing sometimes, huh?
Well, we try to go where the fish are, because if you come down and fish, you want to carry more than six home to eat, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So we try to follow the fish, and we'll fish whatever lake's best for the time we're fishing.
And will they need a Mississippi license? What license will they need?
If we fish Alabama, you'd have to have Alabama. Okay. If we fish Pickwick, the areas we fish, Tennessee, well, Mississippi and Alabama will work. Tennessee will work on part of it because they have a reciprocating agreement.
Okay.
If we fish Bay Springs Lake, you have to have a Mississippi license.
Okay. Interesting.
And so how long have you been a guide, Joel?
Since 2006 is when I started.
Okay.
Well, 14 years. You age like a dog. Like every year you're a guide, it's like four
years off your life.
there are a lot of variables you have to deal with.
I like that variable. Yeah, tell us a variable. What's your most rememberable variable then?
Weather.
Oh, weather.
You know, I mean, I'm honestly the weather. I have, over the years, I've had some of the greatest clients that I believe anybody could have. I've made a lot of friends. I've met a lot of different people. I've had people here from Colorado, different states out west. You know, we have a lot of customers that come down from Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, quite a few from Louisiana. And the thing of it is, I've made a lot of really great friends out of a lot of them. And I've got a lot of clients that's been fishing with me for 8, 9 years. They come every year, 2 and 3 times a year.
Right.
So it's really been a blessing. I've made a lot of friends in the fishing industry. You know, never would have met you, Brad, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing. Wouldn't have ever met you, Mitch, you know. And Mitch and I have a mutual friend, down here in Mississippi that loves to pull crankbaits.
We talking about Scotty?
Yeah, we're talking about Scott.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's been a blessing to myself and my family. I really enjoy what I do, and I take pride in what I do, you know.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to get hold of you, how would they get hold of you?
I've got, you know, I do an Instagram page, which is Joel Harris Fishing. I do Facebook, which is just under Joel Harris, or Biggins Pro Guide Service. It's still listed as that on Facebook, but we have changed the name of it to Joel Harris Fishing. Or you can contact me. The best way is by calling my cell, 662-424-2551, and we'll talk about going fishing.
There you go.
There you go. Well, we sure appreciate you being on the show, Joel. You know, even though you were a name dropper, had to drop Scotty's name in there, Scotty Vance. Everybody on crappie.com will be pretty excited about that.
I'm surprised he hadn't got you up there trolling crankbaits by now.
Well, you know, I do troll crankbait some, and that's what, you know, maybe you need to come down and we need to put some of them picos on and do a little side pulling with crankbaits.
That could quite possibly be arranged.
These lithium batteries can handle it.
You think? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Joel. We'll be checking back with you because it sounds like we need to come down there and go fishing. So pretty exciting.
Do that.
All right.
And I appreciate y'all having me on the show. I've enjoyed
it, man. Thanks for being.
Thank y'all.
Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures, famous for the Pico Perch, Pop, Little Pop, Side Shads, Deep Diving Crankbait, Square Bill Crankbaits, Bass Jig Heads, and a complete line of fishing tackle for crappie and other game fish.
Okay, today's Tackle Time, let's talk about matching your jig head with your lure. In particular, for this time of year, let's talk about some of your curl tail grubs and matching a jig head to them. What you're using when you're using a curl tail grub, you're using a bait that's going to swim through the water. So you don't really necessarily want to put a big wide head in front of that and cause a wobble of your body so that you want your tail to work as much as it as possible. So what we're going to recommend is the Pico minnow heads. They're shaped like a minnow. They go on the front of that grub and they let the grub do the work for you. I've got them available with Aberdeen hooks and black nickel sickle hooks. Give them a try. They'll increase the action of your curl tail action type lures.
And what a great show we had, Mitch.
Yep.
Had Joel in here and man, he's been a guide for a long time, since 2006, and he guides down there in Bay Springs and Lake Pickwick and also those water control lakes.
Yep, well-known.
Yeah, well-known lakes. And so I think the good thing about Joel is he's able to put fish and people together no matter what time of the year it is.
Right, yes, spring, summer, doesn't matter.
Yep, so.
He's got methods and techniques for the year-round guide fishing.
There you go, man. What I tell you, what makes me want to go down to Mississippi and go fishing.
I can feel it. I can feel in my bones it's going to happen.
Oh, there we go. That's good stuff. Well, anyway, please make sure you subscribe. You know, rate our show. Leave us some comments.
Yeah, send us your tips. What do you want to hear about?
There you go. For Mitch and myself, keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.